بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله ونعمه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا ومن يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. Truly praises for Allah, and we praise Him, and we seek His help, and we seek His forgiveness, and we put our trust in Him, and we seek refuge in Allah from all of our evils of ourselves and our own wrong actions, and whosoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray, and whomsoever He leads astray, there is no one to guide him. We bear witness that there is no deity but Allah, one without a partner, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His worshipper and messenger. Blessings of Allah and peace and blessings be upon him and his family and companions. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا لله وحق تقاته وتموتن تنا إلا أنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلقنا منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا لله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah, praise be to Him, Most High, said in His clear book, O you who have attained to faith, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die save as you are as Muslims. And O people, fear your Lord that created you from one self and from its mate, and its mate from the twain spread out a multitude of men and women. Fear Allah in your claim over one another and toward the wounds from which you have come. Truly Allah is the watcher over all of you. Alhamdulillah waladi ja'ala yumana jumati wa sayyidir ayyami munabudu wa nasta'inu wa hiya wal huwa alladhi farada salata jumati bi qawli ya Allah ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha nudiya li salati min yawmin jumati fasalla dhikri Allahi wa zahru. Praise be to Allah who made our day of congregation to be the best of days. We do not worship and we don't seek aid of other than He who made this congregational worship obligatory and witnessed in the saying, as witnessed in the saying of the Most High, O you who have attained to faith, if you hear the call of Salat on the day of congregation, make haste to the remembrance of Allah and leave your training. The sincere believers are those who have believed and whose hearts find rest in remembrance of Allah, for truly in our remembrance of Allah do the hearts find their rest. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Surprisingly, the subject of today's khutbah is the Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and truly in the Quran, Inma sadaqtu lil fuqara wal masakin wal amilina wal dhahab wal mul arafati qulubuhum wa fi rikabi wal gharimin wa sabilillahi wa bani sabil fariqan minallah wallahu alimun hakim. It says, truly the sadaqah, goes to the poor and the needy and those employed to collect the zakah and for the reconciliation of hearts and for freeing captives and for those in debt in the way of Allah and the wayfarer, an obligation from Allah, and Allah is knowing and wise. And also Allah, well, we'll get to other quotations, but Allah in this month of Ramadan tells us that this is a month of giving and of remembering and of serving and of patience for us, of sabr. And the Prophet told us that this month has many benefits and many blessings for those who fast, and among those were mercy and guidance and revelation of the Quran and peace and happiness and rejoicing and forgiveness and repentance, just to name a few. But how do we get there? Do we get there by just arriving at the month of Ramadan? Month of Ramadan, now we're going to be patient. Now everything's going to be merciful, everything's fine, we're going to get all the guidance we get, it's going to be good, we're going to follow everything we get, we're going to repent fully and totally, and everything's fine because it's the month of Ramadan. So on. Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, announced it. He said, O people, a great and blessed month is approaching it, and it, Ramadan, is the month of patience and perseverance. The reward of patience is paradise. So the month of Ramadan arrives, it is the month of patience. Like a box arrives, and inside of it is some, you know, gifts from Indonesia. So we're talking about what? We're talking about some kind of a alchemic event, something that the potential is there, you know? So what is it like? It's like seeds that you plant in the ground and then you have to water and you take care of. Only the month of Ramadan has Dr. Hasuna's adjuvant on the seeds. That's the difference. But you still have to plant them and you still have to water them. Right? So the yield is going to be 25 to 500% greater because it's the month of Ramadan. So you're getting a lot of chuppah today. Right? That's what's happening, right? You understand that? And the month of patience. Well, if you anxiously and impatiently come to the month of Ramadan, that's fine. But when you arrive there, you're going to be practicing patience. As I told you the other day, over 100 times and in 25 different forms, or over 46 different surahs, the word sabr is used in Quran. And for those who are patient, especially during the Ramadan, the reward will be very great. What are you bringing to it? You bring to it your faith. That's your seed adjuvant. You bring to it your trust. That's your seed adjuvant. You bring to it your submission. That's your seed adjuvant. You bring to it the teachings that you get every day. And then, on top of it all, you bring, you know, Mesha, I should say, that's not the seed adjuvant. That's what everybody brings to it. But the seed adjuvant that you bring to it is your muraqabah. You bring to it the teachings of tasawwuf to it. That increases your yield many times over. Many times over. You know, and if you don't buy into that yet, you're still stuck in your structuralist mentality. Because you can experience it. The maximum reward of paradise itself comes to you. The person who is patient, the one who practices patience in many ways during this month, during this wonderful month, practices it by not eating, and wanting to eat, not drinking and wanting to drink, not being too upset emotionally, not wanting to be too upset emotionally, being patient with individuals and with ourselves. In many other ways. And when we eat, and when we act with faith and with obedience, that is what Allah says to us. He says, you know, in Quran, إِلَّا لَدِينَ صَبْرُ وَأَمَلُوا صَلِحَةً. What happens to those who are patient and who perform good deeds? There's the formula, right? You're patient and you perform good deeds. You're patient and you perform good deeds. What form do those good deeds come of? You just write a check to a poor person? No, you do that, fine. But that's not what it is. You perform good deeds. The good deed of refraining from speaking shouldn't be spoken, refraining from doing things that you're now going to think of before you act, etc. Or the good deed of repenting. Because you forgot, or because you misspoke. And what's going to reward? He says, theirs will be forgiveness and a great reward. Huh? The Prophet informed us that whoever fasts with conviction, iman, and with expectations, their reward is forgiveness. Their reward is forgiveness. And in another hadith, the Holy Prophet said, whosoever fasts Ramadan with conviction and with expectations, his previous mistakes will be forgiven. What kind of expectations? What kind of expectations? Expecting that Allah will fulfill His will, His promise to us. In other words, the expectation that is, if I'm in harmony and I'm in resonance with this month, things will go as they are to go. Things will go as they are destined to go by Allah, intended to go by Allah. Conviction of a believer. The kind of expectations that All that is promised to us will be given to us, but we have to train ourselves without too much outside help to abstain from food and drink and other things. We have to strengthen our personality, our character, and for those who can restrain and who can focus on the essentials of life for this period of time, Allah reveals in the Hadith, you have the reward of an eternity in paradise. The fasting person leaves his food, his beverages, his lusts for my sake. Fasting is for me, and I am the one to reward. A good thing is to be rewarded 10 times. 10 times. So during this month, the month teaches us something. It teaches us how to make it give out patience and forgiveness. We perform the tarawih. We wake up and we perform, or before our fajr, we perform the tahajjud. We read the whole Quran. We perform fajr early in the morning. We spend the whole night or part of the night in remembering, or the last quarter of the night in remembering, or a third of the night in remembering, and retreat and meditation and contemplating. We make some itikaf. We ask for forgiveness. And when a person develops the qualities that allow us to do that, or as we develop the qualities that allow us to do all that, we're not only a good Muslim, we're a good human being. We're not only a good human being, we're a good example. We're not only a good example, we're a good mukhmi. And so the best gift that a person can acquire in this life is that of sabr, or one of the best gifts. And whoever tries to develop sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them sabr. And if there is nothing better and more bountiful than this patience in the heart of a human being. Because with patience also, it's like with compassion. With compassion comes patience, and with patience comes compassion. During the fasting, Muslims are taught to control our emotions and have patience, or enjoined to, I should say, even if someone is trying to provoke us or intimidate us or aggravate us or insult us. We control our egos, inshallah. We try not to act abnormal. We try to act abnormally. Until the abnormal becomes our normal. I think that each one of us have experienced a lot of success and a lot of failure in this process, especially during Ramadan when the magnifying glass is on us. It's very, very important. So, in this month of Ramadan, there's a great deal of challenge for us. Remembering that who this fasting belongs to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals in the Hadith, of course, fasting is mine and it is I who give reward for it. A man gives up his passion, his food, his drink for my sake. Fasting is like a shield, and he who fasts has two joys. The joy with when he breaks his fast, and a joy when he meets his Lord. The change in the breath of the mouth of him who fasts is better than Allah's estimation, in Allah's estimation, than the smell of misk. I hope you like misk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reveals to us in Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina aminu bis-sabiru wa rabitu wa taqabbalu wa la'akum tuflihun, O you who have attained to secure relief, endure and be steadfast, as we recited earlier, and strengthen each other, guard yourselves in order that you may be successful. So today, brothers and sisters, friends, students, family members, community brothers and sisters, so we pray to Allah that He gives us patience, especially in these early days of Ramadan. We're only 7 days into Ramadan, alhamdulillah. We don't want to say, finally I achieved something at the end of Ramadan. We want to achieve it today. Today. We want to build from all the years of Ramadan, all the Ramadans. We want to come into Ramadan a much more fuller human being this year. A much more pious human being, a much more giving human being, a much more sacrificing human being, a much more patient human being, a much more loving human being, a much more trusting and trustworthy human being. Believer, Muslim, brother, sister, friend, uncle, auntie, mother, child, share. And then we pray that He increases our patience and our perseverance and give us that more perseverance in the face of things which test us every day, even as we may walk out this door. We don't know what's coming. So we endure all types of tests. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the calmness, the balance in our lives and activities. We pray for the good adab of the children to the parents, the adults to one another, the friends to one another, of all of us to one another, of ourselves to the anbiya, to the awliya, to our shuyukh, to Allah. As-salamu alaykum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ansurna finnaka khayru nasirin, wa afsir finnaka khayru fatihin, wa kfir lana finnaka khayru ghafirin, wa arhamna finnaka khayru rahimin, wa azukhna finnaka khayru al-abrazikin, wa ahdina wa adnajana min al-khawmi al-zolimin, wa habdana rihan tayabatin kama hiya fi ilmika wa jshurna alayna min kaza'inihi rahmatika wa hamna biha hamla al-karamati masalamati wa afiyati fi dini wa dunya wa akhira inaka atuli ala kuli shayin kadir. Allahumma yasir lana umurana min ratadi lakulubana bi abadina wa salamati wa fi afiyati fi dunina wa dinina wa nasalak imanan daiman ونسألك قلبا كاسيا ونسألك علما نافيا ونسألك دينا قائما ونسألك العافية من كل بلايا ونسألك تامنا إلى عافيتي وعافيتي ونسألك دعوة من العافية ونسألك شكر على العافية إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم واسفي وجوهنا بالنور في صفاتك وأذكرنا بشيرنا يوم كيماتي بين أولي يلك وجعل يدك مبسوطة لنا وعلى أهلنا ومرمانا برحمتك لكن لنا صاحبين وسفارنا وكلفة في أهلنا واتمس على وجه أيدنا وساخهم على مرتاناتهم فليستنوا مدي الله مجير علينا نمال مجيب ونمال مجيب ونمال مجيب. Oh Allah, we're all gathered here today and we want to ask you for your blessings, especially on the soul of Senator Ted Kennedy, who made in many ways our life possible in this country, or easier in this country to do the work that we do. We pray for him and his soul and for the comfort and the patience and the perseverance of his family and the albeit he may not understand and he don't understand, but the blessing of dying in the month of Ramadan, the great blessing to descend by you upon him. Oh Allah, as you brought a believer back to your heart. Many stories, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of his belief, how he would come to the cemetery quietly and sit there and for a brief period of time and make prayers or leave the cemetery. It was his regular practice to leave the cemetery and to give to talk to the people there and console them who were visiting their relatives. There are many good stories about him, who he would listen to what people said to him and then go immediately to his office and help the poor or the person who was ill or had no insurance or had no means. A true believer, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in you, and we ask you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send your multiple blessings upon his heart and his soul and his family, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And raise up from among us others like him and silence those hypocrites, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are unlike him but hold the name of the position without the meaning of the position that he has, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, there are those among us who are not well, specifically Raheel, and we ask for your blessings upon her, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her healing, and those among us who are also in this room who have not been feeling well, or near us who are not feeling well in the community, and who have sought our medical help, but we're asking, O Allah, for your spiritual shifa. You are the most glorious responder, Nimala Mujib. You are the most glorious responder with your naima, your blessings, your grace, your mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask you to send that mercy upon all of us who are in need and all of us who suffer from some illness, whether we know it or not, some dis-ease, especially in this month. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa nasirin. I'm sorry, we did that. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alhamdulillah wa na'madahu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa nashhadu an la ilaha illahu wahdahu la sharika wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alayhi ala jami' al-anbiya wa mursalina وعلى ملائكته المقربين وأولي الله الصالحين ومجاهدين فائدين برحمتك يا رحمن الرحيم قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المبين إن لله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله سيدنا محمد اللهم وارد عن ساداتنا الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروقي وعثمان الزنورين وعلى سيدنا الإمام علي كرم لله وجهه ورد اللهم عن سيدنا الحسن وعن سيدنا الحسين وعن أمهم سيدات فاطمة الزهرة وعن أهل البيت الكرام وأزواج نبياتك وطهرات أمهات المؤمنين وعن صحابات الصالحين وتابعين وتابعهم وعباد الله المخلصين بإسلامين وإمامين وإحسانين وإحسانين ويوم الدين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى ينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله أكبر وعليكم السلام.